Hello and welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast, where we're here to support you in taking your singing skills to the next level. I'm your host, Coach Worship, and I'm thrilled to have my co-host, Jamiel, with me.
In this podcast, we'll take you on a 30-day podcast marathon, teaching you everything you need to know about diction for singers. Diction is the art of pronouncing words clearly and expressively, using your voice parts to make sound and speech.
Diction is essential for singers, as it helps you share your message, emotions, and style with your audience. Each day, we will explore a different topic related to diction, such as vowels, consonants, syllables, stress, intonation, accent, dialect, and more. We will also give you practical tips and exercises to improve your diction and singing performance.
By the end of this podcast marathon, you will have a better understanding of how your voice works and how to use it effectively. So join us on this exciting journey of learning and singing. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or on any other listening platforms. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Making Musical Quantum Leaps Podcast, or email us at joinusingschoolofsounds@gmail.com if you have any questions or feedback. Hello there, good day to you. Hope you're having an amazing day, or hope your day was amazing. So what we'll be doing today basically is an overview or a review of what we've looked at from day 1 till day 27. On day 1, we looked at Diction for Singing 101, which was an introduction to the course, of course. Yes, we looked at introduction to diction. On day 2, we looked at how the voice works. On day 3, we looked at articulators, where we had Coach Worship, you know, talk to us on what articulators are, how they work, and all that. We also gave exercises that day. We had tongue and teeth articulators. We also had tongue twisters. There's one, I think, there also was palate articulators. On day 4, we looked at singing vowels. On day 5, we looked at vowel modification, which was an overview. And then on day 6, we looked into vowel modification deeply. We had an in-depth, you know, explanation on vowel modification. On day 7, we had Coach Jewel talk to us on how to sing without an accent, and same thing with day 8. Day 8 was a part 2 of the first day. On day 9, we had Cable Coach talk to us on accents, the balance in accent. And day 10, we had him talk to us on the beauty of the African accent, where I remember him saying, "Your accent is beautiful," and also how we can infuse our accents into songs that we listen to add spice and make the song even more beautiful. On day 11, we looked at how to fast track your growth while learning diction. We had Jamal give us tips on how to enhance our growth in the race of learning diction. And one thing that was emphasized on was practice, like you can't get enough practice and you can't go wrong with practice. On day 12, we looked at H or no H, the dilemma of Yoruba singers. That's an episode you should listen to if you actually have issues with the H factor. On day 13, we looked at mastering the word the, how to master the most common word in singing. Next day, we looked at learning diction rules that give us power. And I remember Coach Worship emphasizing that learning diction is not for you to sound like the British people or to sound like the Americans. It's just to improve yourself. It's not trying to modify how you sound to sound like a particular set of people. Because in doing that, we're kind of putting down our own accents and giving rise to that, which should not be. We also saw that if you want to grow, you have to learn. If you're learning from a particular singer, you have to do everything the way he does, because that person is already on a level that you are not. And you can't start saying that you want to infuse your style where you don't even know how to do what the person has done yet. So first, what you do is be like the person, in terms that learn what the person does, learn how he or she does it, then infuse your style into that. That way you have a unique name for yourself. On day 15, we had a song review. Day 16, we looked at biggest lies you've been told about local singers. And we had a song. We listened to Lawrence Oyo. Is it Oyo now? Give a rendition on what a beautiful name it is and all that. Day 17, we looked at harmony and diction, how to blend in with others. On day 18, we looked at learning a song in a different language, and we used a Hausa song as case study. And we learned that when you want to sing a song that is not in a language you're native to, that is not the language you speak or you know, find somebody that speaks the language, find somebody that understands the language to an extent, and make that the person help you and guide you in your pronunciation. So when you're singing a song to a large group of people, and people that are native of that song or native of that place hear you, they'll be able to understand you, and they'll even appreciate you more for not being a native, but being able to sing and speak and pronounce the words the way they should be pronounced. On day 19, we looked at principles of diction and the creative choices that we make. On day 20, we looked at diction, phrasing, and emoting. On day 21, we looked at singing in cursive. What is it and should it even be done? And we actually learned that singing in cursive shouldn't be done, because it's more like you singing in a different language. That day, we heard a clipping of an audition from The Voice, and we heard one of the judges asking Katy Perry, is she singing in another language? Because he really couldn't understand what she was saying, because all her words were jumbled up and mixed up together, and it was like she was making up this accent that is not really an accent and stuff like that. On day 22, we looked at vocal baby steps, how to learn, relearn, and unlearn. And that was an episode I loved so much. That was by Simi Harmony. That when you've learned the wrong things, you have to also give yourself chances to relearn. When you know that you've realized that something that you learned is not the right way, try to unlearn it and relearn the proper thing. It's not actually easy, and it takes a long time to relearn. But with consistency and practice, you'll definitely relearn the proper thing. On day 23, we looked at after diction, what comes next? What do you do next after learning diction? On day 24, we looked at be a copycat. Finding your unique self begins at some place. And we saw how Moana took what she heard from a producer and turned it around to be her drive and her motivation. So you don't have to be born with the gift of singing. You can actually learn it, and you have to be consistent when you're learning for you to be able to become a master at it. On day 25, we looked at the seventh sense, the human musical intelligence, the HMI. And that sounds so posh. It sounds like something like, you know, when you're talking about alien invasion, and that's what it sounds like. It sounds like something that comes out of space and all that kind of thing. And we saw that this involves you listening to quality music, listening to good music. Because when you listen to good music, you're able to pick out, because good music has something that's peculiar to all of them. So you know, like when you listen to good music constantly and constantly, you know. On day 26, we looked at a song review, also just like we did on day 15. On day 27, which was yesterday, we looked at when to break rules, song interpretations versus perfection. And that was all. That's a list of everything that we have done from day 1 till day 27. And today is day 28. Two more days and would be at the end of this podcast marathon. We're on the 28th day already, as you know, and every day draws us closer to the 30th day, when we're going to be celebrating our 3rd year anniversary. Yes. If you don't know, we're celebrating our 3rd year anniversary on the 30th day of this month, which happens to be the 30th day or the last day of our podcast marathon. Our quote for today is, in the world of music, every other thing fades away. And if you don't follow us on Spotify or on whatever listening platform you use, please make sure you do that. And also don't forget to like each episode as you listen. Also feel free to drop a comment below, or you can send us a review to a direct message on WhatsApp. And our sponsorship door is opening, so if you're interested in sponsoring our podcast and sponsoring the MMQL, please do not hesitate to send us a DM and we'll get across to you on how to go about it. Thank you so much, and from every one of us at the MMQL podcast, it's bye.